Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Real Estate Pros, the podcast for real estate business owners, salespeople, and property managers, where you'll get marketing ideas, inspiring interviews, actionable tips and strategies to help grow your business. I'm Josh Cobb. For most consumers here in Australia, the search for a new home to buy or rent and the search for a real estate salesperson or property manager starts online. But where do all these people start their search? More importantly, where do they end up? This episode is all about your website and the importance of driving revenue and profit from it, just like any other marketing channel that you've invested money into. I'll share with you our research into how consumers search for property here in Australia, and the key takeaways you can apply in your business to attract more potential clients to your website. Listen in for actionable tips and strategies about how simple tweaks to your website can have a dramatic impact on the bottom line. This episode is brought to you by Steps, advanced real estate websites and digital marketing solutions. Learn more at steps.com.au. So for the past 6 months, we've been on a mission to really understand the behavior of buyers and renters when they set out in search of a new home. Now, while the results aren't that surprising, they point out a huge problem with most real estate websites today. Quite simply, they're built for the wrong audience. Now, we surveyed buyers and renters from around Australia who have searched for a new home in the past 2 years. First, we asked them where they started their property search, and we gave them four options: realestate.com.au, domain.com.au, a real estate agency's website, and other. Now, other may have included window cards at the local real estate agency or a for rent list inside the real estate agency. Not surprisingly, 94% named either one of the major portals as their primary starting point for searching for a new home to buy or rent. We followed that by asking if they visited a real estate agency's website at any stage during their search for a new home. A whopping 84% said no. Let me say that again, 84% of people looking to buy or rent a home never visit a real estate agency's website. Now, what's shocking to me is that after presenting these results to the attendees of our recent social media masterclass series in Melbourne, Brisbane, and Sydney, not one person in the room was surprised by these results. So instinctively, real estate agents know that tenants and buyers are not visiting their website, but very few are doing anything about it. Now, some web developers will have you believe that you need to invest in all of the latest bells and whistles: beautiful full-width images of your latest listings, sophisticated map searching, stunning photo galleries. They're all some of the common features that can cost thousands and thousands of dollars to build or have placed on your existing website. Now, I'm not saying for a minute that those features aren't important. They can most certainly add value to the experience on your website. But if 8 in every 10 people aren't looking at your site to find a property to buy or rent, does it make sense to spend a small fortune to prioritize your property listings? So who is visiting your website? Well, most likely it's homeowners and landlords looking for an answer to a question they have about real estate, possibly to discern your credibility, and maybe one day to call you about selling or managing their property. One particular agency in my own local market in Brisbane has hired a freelance real estate journalist who works for them part-time. The journalist writes about specific questions their community are asking when it comes to real estate or the local community. They host this content along with helpful videos on their website, using social media to amplify this content with the purpose of driving all of that traffic back to their own website, where readers can check out all of the other helpful content the team have produced and convert those readers into email subscribers for their weekly newsletter. Now, you won't find their property listings or photos of their industry awards on this particular agency's homepage. Instead, they've dedicated their entire website to content that serves local homeowners and landlords by delivering educational, relevant, and entertaining content. As a result, they've established themselves as the leading authority on all things real estate here in our local area, certainly an agency that I would love to have a chat to when my wife and I consider selling our property. According to Google Analytics benchmarking, this agency drives 24 times more traffic to their website than the average real estate business here in Australia, which is 19 visits a day, by the way, and their email database is growing like crazy. This is just one example of a business in a marketplace, possibly just like yours, who understands the importance of building a website for the right audience. So in closing, if 84% of tenants and buyers are never visiting your website, but are going to the major portals to search for property, does it really make sense that your website is simply just a smaller version of your realestate.com.au or domain.com.au profile? There are still many benefits to displaying your listings on certain pages of your website, but from the data that we've collected, if you're prioritizing your property listings, you're losing potential revenue. Lots of it. You'll probably never compete with REA or Domain for attention when it comes to buyers and renters, so instead, put your time, money, and effort into serving the people that you know for a fact are coming to your website. I recently wrote a post about the benefits of content marketing and one simple strategy that will help you become known as the trusted authority in your local market. You can check that out on our website if you're stuck on ideas on where to start. Now, when we're working on a website strategy for real estate agencies, the plan and the deliverable is quite a bit more comprehensive than what I've spoken about today, but it's based on the same data and thought process. So if anything, I hope this episode has kickstarted your thinking on how to drive actual business outcomes from the investment that you've made in your website. Good luck. Thanks for listening to Real Estate Pros. If you like this episode, please subscribe and you'll be notified of new episodes. I'm Josh Cobb. Now go out and grow your business.